Hello, our wonderful patrons. Thank you so much for being a big part of the Shonen Flop podcast. We couldn't do it without you. And, you know, Jordan, it is the holidays. And you know what that means?
It is.
Oh, look at the time. I believe it's the Chainsaw Christmas Kwanzaa Kwanzaa.
Chainsaw Christmas.
Krimbus. Krimbus is definitely celebrated in.
In Chainsaw, yeah.
Chainsaw World.
I mean, Chainsaw Man did defeat Santa Claus.
Oh, that is true. Actually, since there may not be Christmas.
There may not be. Yeah. my Christmas Hanukkah was pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, we got PS5 and playing that Spider-Man 2.
Nice. I enjoyed that game.
Yeah, except for how they made MJ look like, ugh, a normal woman. Gross.
Right?
Oh, God. God, the amount of hatred I see just because MJ just looks like a person. Like, it's,
God forbid a woman do anything like have normal facial features.
I know.
So, though, anyway, since it's the holidays, we want to give each of our patrons a holiday. Starting with Simping for Senpai Ash, they get Push Button Phone Day. Ooh, it's a vintage one.
Oh, I remember those.
Matthew, happy Hobbit Day.
Oh, that's my holiday. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be going to Hobbiton soon.
We just finished watching Lord of the Rings yesterday. Well, my girlfriend's mom and her brother have just marathoned the entire series, which means they started on Christmas and finally ended yesterday.
Oh, man. I'm saving my rewatch of the extended for my flight to New Zealand. It just seemed right.
Yeah.
All right. Andy's Islands, you have Kid Inventors Day, a.k.a. Young Sheldon Day.
Ah, Dennis James Mullen, you get Take a Chance Day. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me.
Yeah.
I actually saw this year that, I saw Mamma Mia this year.
Ah.
090Z said, Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. And fun fact, I actually found out my pants have been inside out for most of the morning.
Nice. Silly rookie, you get Macaroon Day. Do you love them macaroons?
Chris has Donald Duck Day. And no, I'm not going to say it like that because I can't.
Oh, David.
That was horrible. Bandit Stoof, my girlfriend, gets running up the flagpole and see if anyone salutes it day. It's pretty good. I like that idea for holiday.
I love it. Oh, man, this is a good one for my sister. She has Dog Appreciation Day, where ravioli just continues to get longer and longer.
Whoa. You know what? So does my cat, Ozzy. Heavy Metal Hermit Crab, you get World Sword Swallowers Day. Huh. Swallow that sword.
No, you can't eat your words, but you sure can swallow your swords.
Yeah, put that big sword down your throat. What's the next one, David?
Drago has Wear Pajamas to Work Day.
Yes! Cram has Pretzel Day.
That's a big one for your One Piece character.
That's true. It's also very big in Philly, I hear.
Mm-hmm. All right. Blah Moo Moo has Ferris Wheel Day. So definitely you want to talk to Ferris Bueller about taking that day off. I actually have a Ferris Wheel core memory, though. Have I told you about this, Jordan?
No.
So I was watching Jeopardy at my grandma's house, and they're like, who invented the Ferris wheel? And one of the contestants was like, oh, it was my grandpa. And then I remember they went on break, and Alex Trebek just straight up was like, that wasn't supposed to be something that could happen. We're going to look into this. I really want to see if I can track down that episode. I don't know if I imagined it, but he like visibly looked very like that definitely should not have happened. The answer to the question was someone's relative.
That's so good.
And that's my core Jeopardy memory about Ferris wheels.
That is so funny. Matthew Sivilich, it is Jewel Day. So, you know, what is it? Na-na-na-na-na, your intuition, blah, blah, blah. You know, the singer Jewel, David. That's the joke I was going for.
I get it.
The singer Jewel.
But you're a real diamond in the rough.
Oh, thank you, David.
Next up, Hans has Old Rock Day, which I don't understand. All rocks are old.
They don't make rocks anymore. Well, unless they're talking about, like, Led Zeppelin.
What? That's lead is a metal, not a rock. Jordan, just move on. You're not making any sense.
David, oh my God, fuck you. All right. Keanu, something on a stick day. What's on the stick? It's whatever you want. It just put something on the stick. You're good.
I love that how, what is it? Someone said a corn dog is in the, what's that? Is in the Beef Wellington family.
Sure.
Okay, next up, Brad has Crush a Can Day, because Brad is always crushing it.
Drew, Uncommon Musical Instrument Day. I got my girlfriend an automaton, so she can join in that.
Ooh, play your theremin proud.
Oh, yeah. Play that washboard and the Jew's harp.
Karate Chopsticks has Bologna Day.
Ooh, is it Bologna or Bologna?
Bologna, Bologna. I don't know why I said it weird.
It's Bologna Day.
Bologna, yeah.
Super Dave, Love Note Day.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
Brian Sexton has International Duck Like a Pirate Day, which is also the same day as an International Day of Peace, which made celebrating it very awkward at my Quaker high school.
Yar, be nice to each other.
Yar, how about a ceasefire?
Max Baker gets Penguin Awareness Day. We have to be aware of these penguins, David.
Generic Man's got some beeps and boops because he's got Learn Your Name in Morse Code Day.
Manly P. Hall, Stuffed Mushroom Day. Stuff those shrooms, Manly P. Hall. Stuff them.
Oh, man. David Ackerson has International Coffee Day. Miss me with that. I don't drink coffee.
The Wolf, the Wood, and the Trafalgar. International Sloth Day.
My favorite sin. Brandon M. has Buy Nothing Day, which is true, except you should always still pay for your Shonen Flop Patreon subscription.
Eva,
Day of the Ninja.
Just sorry, my Christmas. Chad Mason has a ditch New Year's Revolution Day already on it, buddy.
Kylie Denton gets Player Ukulele Day. Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Matt has National Weather Person's Day.
Mara Barra gets Bourbon Day. Yeah. Lit. Get lit.
Ralph Iskoff has National School Nurse Day. Hello, nurse.
Ryan Jasinski gets International Skeptics Day, or does he?
God, I was just going to say, if you don't make that joke, I'd be so disappointed. Kirby Mon has Card Making Day. I choose to assume that everyone should invent their own TCG. I don't know what else it could be.
Yeah, I don't know what other kind of cards there are. Derek, Great Big Sword, gets Rice Krispie Treat Day. Yum. That sounds like it was definitely sponsored.
All right, Sarah Hydra has Soup Swap Day, which actually we always talked about doing a soup challenge, so that's very fitting. These actually, a lot of these have lined up pretty well.
Yeah, Marty gets Towel Day, which all my nerd friends out there, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a nerd. As we all know, a towel is the most useful thing you can have in the universe.
Yes, Staghorn has No Dirty Dishes Day. I love it.
Mike Carpenter, Science Fiction Day, Double Feature Day. Anyway, you, what's next, David?
Go, go, Jory Rangers. Red Jory reporting for duty has Use Less Stuff Day. So it sounds like you should use less words in your name. That sounded mean. It's actually not a problem. I just thought that'd be funny. And I think you can hear Ravioli's jingling while I'm talking, but yeah, I hope people don't mind.
I do not, but that's okay. A mid-size sedan, VCR day. We're going back to the 90s, baby.
Back to the 90s. Aaron Pachodin. I probably didn't say that. Actually, they got punctuation day. More like pronunciation day, which I fucked up.
Wright gets croissant day.
Croissant. Sean, you sound like you need a blowjob. You never answered the question. Got camera day. I don't know what... I'm kind of worried what they'll use that camera for.
I am too. Yeah, it's all good. Just make sure your boss doesn't see. Glornak gets Happiness Happens Day. It's the good version of Shit Happens Day, I guess.
Dylan Kreider got Token Reading Day, where, Dylan, you'll have to let us know if you're a fan of The Hobbit. It's funny, we were just talking about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, The Hobbit is definitely the easiest of the Lord of the Rings books to read. It's not a Lord of the Rings book, shut up, I know. Rachel, David's wife, got Fritters Day. Aw, that's cool.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, she needs some fritters. Some fritters, yeah.
Or Tucker Watley got Noodle Ring Day. Congratulations. That's actually how I proposed to Rachel.
Yes. Please bruise my esophagus, Sean Pye.
God.
Got Sewing Machine Day, so you can sew that esophagus back together. Gross. Sorry for saying that.
Oh, man. Trevor Schechner got Pickle Day, where it's always pickle time.
Tape Your Clip, parentheses, Read Polymon Fur, got Happy Hour Day, where it's just 5 o'clock all the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
T got Handwriting Day, because theirs is beautiful.
ZZ Digital got Spumoni Day. Hey, Spumoni. Hey, I don't know what Spumoni is. I just know that one character from Hey Arnold, Dino Spumoni.
Jacob Andrew Galloway got, of course, Festivus.
Ah, for the rest of us, David.
Mm-hmm. It's a Festivus miracle.
I got a lot of problems with you. Anyway, Scott Friesler got Eat an Extra Dessert Day, or as I call it, every day.
Or Christmas.
That well, that's two extra desserts.
True.
And they're both Chinese food.
Fax Kellerman had Clean Up Your Room Day, and God, I need to do that.
Oh, God. Jordan Peterson-esque day. Tommy Boy says, everything you do is right day, which, of course, is every day for me. Again, these past few ones have just been my normal day.
All right. Well, thank you all to all of our wonderful patrons. Oh, we love you so. Oh, I'm sorry, Jordan. And then what's your last one?
Resident Warhammer Nerd is Mega Gift Day, which if I know Resident Warhammer Nerd means he's going to be making some of those minifigs. You know, he's going to be painting one of them orcs.
All right. Well, thank you all, our wonderful patrons. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We love you all. Bye.
I love you all. Bye.